I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Each Saturday at 5, we celebrate what's next in our community with profiles of young musicians, as well as musical opportunities for young people in the Northwest. Today, we're on deck with 14-year-old triplets, Justin, Caitlin, and Jonathan Huang. Yeah, triplets playing classical music together. It's a great story, right? All three of these kids took piano lessons from their mom when they were young, but as they grew older, they each branched off and began playing their own individual instruments. Jonathan now plays the cello, Justin the violin. Caitlin still plays the piano, though she does play cello in the Metropolitan Youth Symphony as well. I visited the triplets in their Portland home.
A lot of siblings are famous for not getting along, right?
Yes.
What's the vibe here, and how? And if it's a little acrimonious or a little angry sometimes, how do you overcome that when you play together?
We actually barely ever argue. We never really fight. We don't get violent. It's a lot of people when they hear that, it's like, wow, no, you guys must have argued one time. You must have thrown a book at each other. Like, we do argue about little things. The only time that we really do get worked up mostly is when we're playing together, when we're practicing together in our trio. We sometimes have different ideas. Sometimes if I'm like, Justin, I can't hear you at all. Like, you need to be louder. He'll be like, but I'm playing at my loudest. Seriously, look at my violin and look at your piano, okay? Just, we don't like to be criticized by the other. Yeah. But normally, if we're not practicing, we never really argue, which is good. And I think it's because of our age difference, which is practically none. Yeah, we get along really well.
What is the age difference? Minutes?
Minutes.
A couple minutes.
Well, I imagine as triplets, you guys probably end up doing a lot of things together, right? You're all at the same school.
Yeah.
You play together.
Yeah, sometimes we're just trying to, like, distance ourselves from others because we want to be, like, individuals and have our own friends and ideas. So sometimes I would, like, purposely, like, at school, try not to talk to my brother or sister and, like, be, oh, yeah, I just want to hang out with my own friends for now.
Yeah, sometimes another thing that's funny is because for the past school year, in the morning, me and Justin had the exact same classes together. One of our teachers, our PE teacher, me and Justin would constantly talk to each other. We would be, like, next to each other every single day, or almost every single day. Our PE teacher is like, Justin and Caitlin, separate. You go here. You go to the opposite corner.
Yeah.
He's like, stop talking. Like, he doesn't understand why we always talk to each other. And then it's like, well, we like each other. Okay, so I think that we should try to keep a steady tempo. We're rushing a little.
Yeah, and also the part before B, we're also rushing. So we should, like, from the section A to B, we should try to really keep the tempo steady.
Yeah, like, just watch each other.
So let's start at A.
Oh, yeah, and also there's, like, the sforzando, so you can use that to
mark
the downbeat, yeah.
Okay, start from A.
1, 2, 3.
I thought that was a little bit better.
Yeah.
14-year-old triplets and friends, Justin, Jonathan, and Caitlin Huang. Justin plays the violin, Jonathan the cello, and Caitlin the piano. They're currently working together on Mendelssohn's Piano Trio No. 1. I'm Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians. Each Saturday at 5, we celebrate what's next in our community with profiles of young musicians as well as musical opportunities for young people in the Northwest. Today, we're on deck with 14-year-old triplets, Justin, Caitlin, and Jonathan Huang. They told me that while they all get along as siblings, they do decidedly try to have their own individual identities. So I asked them what they each do to set themselves apart from one another. Here's Justin, the violinist.
I like to play the guitar and
drawing is awesome.
Drawing, yeah. And, well, me and John both play tennis, so I guess that's one thing that we do.
And how about you? What do you do that your siblings don't?
This is cellist Jonathan.
I like to dance.
Specify,
because
I like
to dance. Oh, yeah, because, I like to do breakdancing.
No way!
Yeah, and it's, I think it's pretty fun. It's not, like, a common hobby. People don't really do it nowadays, but I find it to be really fun.
Now, Caitlin, you said you dance, too?
Yeah, I do more ballet, lyrical jazz, like, not really a lot of hip-hop breakdancing like he does. Like, I'll go around the house and I'll be doing, like, turns, and they'll be like, what are you doing? It just looks so weird. I'm like, I'm sorry. Because when I was younger, I did ballet, and then I quit after a couple of years to focus more on piano, and I always, not regret it, but I look back and I said, and I just think, like, oh, I wish I could have stuck with it, because dancing is something that I love doing, but it's like piano. Like, it's something that you need to do every day. It's physical. If you don't do it for a while, you're not as good as you were before.
Caitlin, it seems like maybe, because you mentioned that you do competitions and things like that. Mm-hmm. Would you say that you're perhaps more involved in music than your brothers are?
Not more involved. I mean, they practice just as much as I do, but, or I guess I have to a little more because I'm going away so often. Like, if they're at home at night, after dinner, they'll be watching a movie. I'll be, like, sitting here practicing. And, I mean, I do like watching movies with my brothers and my mom and dad, but, like, I know that I practice because when you're at a competition, obviously you want to do your best.
She's definitely going to a lot more competitions than me and Jonathan do, because I think in the last year she's been to maybe...
Probably.
I don't know, five? No, four.
No, maybe a little more than that.
I don't know. And me, compared to me and Jonathan, we've maybe done like zero. So, yeah. Well, maybe Jonathan. I think Jonathan's done one.
I think I've done one, or I don't know.
But yeah, this is kind of how it goes.
And is it you guys just don't particularly care that much, or?
Well, for competitions, for me, I feel like sometimes people have the wrong mindset when it comes to competitions. You know, like, it's always about winning.
Yeah.
And sometimes they forget that, you know, you're just there to play music and have fun. Got to live your life a little bit more, not just, you know, stick in your room.
What does it feel like to hear Jonathan say that?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Yeah, I don't do competition to win. I mean, it does feel good if you win because, you know, all your hard work paid off, but it's not like I want to display all my trophies for everyone to see. I want to brag about how good I am. You know, like, it's, I think that people forget, especially if they do a lot of competitions, what it really is to play music. I think it's a lot about emotion and personality and character.
Caitlin Wong, the pianist of this trio of siblings, plays solo next. This is Chopin's Ballade No. 1. We're on deck today with the Wong triplets on All Classical Portland.
Thank you.
14-year-old Caitlin Wong played Chopin's Ballade No. 1. I'm Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians. Each Saturday at 5, we celebrate what's next in our community with profiles of young musicians as well as musical opportunities for young people in the Northwest. Today, we're on deck with 14-year-old triplets, Caitlin, Justin, and Jonathan Wong. Caitlin is the pianist of the trio. Her brothers are Jonathan, who plays the cello, and Justin, who plays the violin. Now, earlier in the program, they mentioned how well they all get along. But I thought I would test that by asking them about each other. Here's Justin, the violinist.
I would say that Caitlin is kind of like carefree, kind of like the I don't care what people say kind of thing. And it's like, you know, always happy and like have the positive outlook. So I think that's one of her things in her personality that people find the most enjoyable.
And here's cellist Jonathan.
I think Caitlin's like one of those people, like, she's really social and, you know, she likes making friends. She also takes care of us. Like, sometimes when our parents are busy and, like, we're hungry, she'll make food for us.
Yeah, because Jonathan, no offense, Jonathan, all he knows how to make is cereal. Like,
I know how to cook eggs.
And, like, scrambled eggs, yeah.
He honestly doesn't have, like, he doesn't really know how to cook anything unless... there's like instructions in the back and it involves a microwave, but if it has anything to do with boiling water and like pasta,
I can boil water,
but like if you have to like put pasta in there and like see how long it takes for it to cook.
Another thing to add about Jonathan, he's really clumsy sometimes. When he pours milk, 92% of the time, I'm not even joking, he spills it onto the counter. Actually, probably 100% of the time. I mean,
wait,
it's not...
if it's 100, then how does he get his milk?
Well, most of it ends up in his cup, but some of it ends up on the counter.
So much for sibling harmony. Though, speaking of harmony, here are two of the siblings playing together next in a performance that features the cellist of this set of triplets. Jonathan Wong next plays with Caitlin, a selection from Ernest Bloch's From Jewish Life. This is The Prayer. We're on deck today with the Huang triplets on All Classical Portland.
Thank you.
14-year-old siblings Jonathan Wong, he played the cello, and Caitlin Wong at the piano, with The Prayer from Jewish Life by Ernest Bloch. On All Classical Portland, we are on deck today with a set of musical triplets, Jonathan, Justin, and Caitlin. And here, by the way, is what Caitlin has to say about Jonathan, with whom she just performed.
Jonathan, I think he is a really hard worker. He is probably the hardest worker out of all three of us. He has a lot of self-motivation. He's really, really driven. If he wants to do something, I think he can get it done.
Practicing every day is a hard thing, I think with everyone. But I think the key is to practicing is like to try to make it more fun and more positive, and have the mindset where you want to get better, so and you want to practice more so you can play really cool pieces. And I find that the practicing with them in a trio is really fun, because you know you can interact with them, with other people, and sometimes practicing by yourself in your room is, you know, kind of boring, kind of lonely.
Yeah. So do you feel like practice is an obligation, or it can actually be something you look forward to?
Well, I think practice is something that can be fun.
This is Justin, who's playing violin here in the background.
It just depends on how you look at it, because if you look at it from like, oh man, I have to practice 30 minutes of scales and then like an hour of just something in a row, it'll be like, oh, it's so hard. But if you look at it from like, oh wow, this music actually sounds cool, or it actually sounds good if I put my, you know, mind to it, you know, you have much more fun and time just kind of goes by quicker.
Yeah, like, I think when you're practicing, you really need to know if you want to practice or not. Because when I practice, if I know I don't want to, and I'm in that mindset where like I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna focus at all. I'm just gonna step away, maybe read a book a little bit, or have a little snack, and then go back. Because if I know that I'm not gonna be in the right mindset to practice, I'm not gonna get anything done. Because you're just like sitting there playing notes, and you're not really getting better. So when you practice, you really need to think about how you want to get better. You need to have a goal when you practice, so you're actually accomplishing something when you're practicing and not just sitting there and making the bunch get warmer.
From 14-year-old Justin Wong, the Allemande from Bach's Partita No. 2. Here's what his sister Caitlin has to say about her violin-playing brother.
Justin, if you get to know him, he's like super loud, spunky, gets in trouble at school. No, just kidding.
No.
He doesn't get in trouble, but he's like one of the more talkative people. He like goofs off, likes to have fun, and I think that's really good. I mean, I think it's nice to have that quality, right? Because it's fun.
I'm Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians. Each Saturday at 5, we celebrate what's next in our community with profiles of young musicians, as well as musical opportunities for young people in the Northwest. Today, we're on deck with 14-year-old triplets, Caitlin, Justin, and Jonathan Wong. All three have studied music since they were kids. Their mom, who teaches piano, got them all started. And all three of these kids, too, play with the Metropolitan Youth Symphony and are currently playing together as freshmen in the orchestra at Lincoln High School. Having led such musically rich lives so far, I couldn't help but ask whether they'd continue to study music as a potential career.
I don't know if it's going to be what, like, our career when we grow up, because music is really hard to get into. It's definitely a really hard job because you work so hard, and then it's like it's really hard to get your name out there, and you need to have connections and blah blah blah, and like you just spend like hours and hours. But I don't think it's gonna be our focus. I think we all want to be like doctors or something, right?
She's answering for all of it. Yeah. Well, how do you feel?
You know, I think music is one of those things where like if you keep it, then you can just like play it for fun and like, you know, like a college group, you can get a bunch of friends and you just like jam out or something. And like, but yeah, I think it's something that I'll keep doing like on the side, because it's just, you know, I just enjoy playing music with other people. But I don't think it'll be my main focus.
How about you, Jonathan?
I think music is a great thing, and I feel like it's one of those things where when you're older as an adult, you'll appreciate all those hours you put in. And I think that when I grow up, I think I would like to, you know, travel the world and meet new people, experience new cultures. But music will always be a part of me.
Triplets Jonathan Wong, his sister Caitlin, and brother Justin. They play cello, piano, and violin, respectively. And they play both individually and as a trio. In fact, this summer, they performed as a group at Portland's The Old Church. From that concert, here's Astor Piazzolla's Primavera Portena. We are on deck today with the Huang siblings on All Classical Portland. Thank you. Astor Piazzolla's Primavera Portena, as performed by the triplets Justin, Jonathan, and Caitlin Wong. At 14 years old, Justin plays the violin, Jonathan the cello, and Caitlin the piano. That recording was made this summer at the Old Church in Portland, where the three performed as a trio as part of a kickoff concert for Bravo Youth Orchestras. I'm Krista Wessel. This has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Each Saturday at 5, we celebrate what's next in our community with profiles of young musicians, as well as musical opportunities for young people in the Northwest. Today, we've been On Deck with the Huang Triplets. And next week, we'll hear from 16-year-old aspiring opera singer Becky Yakos. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you on deck next Saturday.